Welcome to the podcast. There's no theme song at the beginning or end of this episode as I'm recording it live. I've long since talked about the fact that we haven't got passports, that the UK government has placed us in danger, that my co-parent has placed us in danger. War's broken out nearby. Nearby places have been hit. I've been telling my co-parent and the UK for many months that this is likely to happen. This was likely to happen. Nobody cared. They knew it. There's been enough news reporting. They chose to gamble with the lives of me and my child. I'm just going to read a short post that I made on X, and that I also emailed to my co-parent today. I'm recording this on the 28th of February, Saturday, 2026. I just really want this episode just to be a short, sort of real-time recording of the post that I did and the fear and worry that I have. Nobody knows what's going to happen in life. The war may be short, it may be long. It only takes one missile to hit you. And I heard an explosion about an hour ago, and then I read that there had been a missile hit, I think about 5 miles away. So I'm frightened, okay? And here we go. This is what I posted to my co-parent. War has begun, as has long been likely. You cancel the passports of me and our daughter in 2024, despite my warnings that we could not reach safety when the inevitable war started. Do you understand we could die? You also debanked us for 2 years to starve us, took our UK house and hired an ex-soldier. For months I have begged you on X and elsewhere to support the reissuing of passports. For months I have begged you on X and elsewhere to support the reissuing of passports. Everyone knew war was coming. How could you leave us in danger? You are a parent. Please contact me on Talking Parents or on X by replying to this post or by X DM. We need emergency reinstatement of the passports. Whatever your hostility toward me, for reasons unknown, you cannot want our child left unable to reach safety, can you? Because we aren't safe in a war zone and aren't safe in the UK, I have long offered to agree destination country with you where we can discuss things. And I also asked for mediation to resolve everything. All I've ever begged for is peace and safety. Nobody knows what may happen, so please support the reinstatement of passports now while we are still alive. And then I just added a link to the post that was from the UK authorities here, advising everybody to take shelter. And that's all I really wanted to say in this episode. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next hour, day, weeks, months, I don't know. But for 2 years nearly, we have not had passports. There was a war nearby last summer. For months, I highlighted the risks and dangers and the likelihood of another war. For weeks, there's been warships building up in the area. You know, everybody has thought war is likely. It's not a surprise. What is a surprise is that the UK authorities and my co-parent have chosen to leave a parent and child at risk in a war zone. And this is where we are currently sat. We're in danger in the UK. We're in danger here. All I've asked for repeatedly is that we have passports so that we can agree another country to go to and have a court case there, or preferably mediation, because we mediated a great agreement to return to the UK in 2023 that had some safeguards that I was happy with, but my co-parent walked away from them. That's the only reason we're not in the UK now. It's the only reason we've not been there for 2.5 years. And so that's what I repeatedly have asked for in the post I just read out, and in many other posts on X. I'm very frightened, and all I ask for is a safe place to mediate, or a safe place for my co-parent if she wants to bring a court case or something. Let it be there in a country we agree with. I just want me and my daughter to be able to travel to safety if it's unsafe where we currently are. That's all. But more than anything, I just would like a mediated agreement so that there's no animosity, and then there's just peace and safety. That's all I've ever wanted. I've no, yes, my co-parent has taken my house, my child's inheritance, has hired a soldier, has debanked us, everything else. But all I want, have ever wanted, and want now going forward, is just peace and safety. And I'll end it there. Thanks for listening. Bye.